next on Speak Up.
I mean, my life when I was so mad that you could, if it's possible that steam can come out from every single hole in your body.
Yes, it I don't believe out. It.
Well, I don't need
you. You are so hard.
All right, so this is what happened.
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think
dating
violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't miss that up.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's what we have to control.
Conflict is a normal and even a healthy part of relationships. After all, two people can't expect to agree on everything at all times. Since relationships conflicts are inevitable, learning to deal with them in a healthy way is crucial. Today we are speaking up about conflict resolution. Now, ladies, sometimes it's hard to deal with conflict.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that reminds me. I think that was the time in my life when I was so mad that you could, if it's possible that steam can come out from every single hole in your body.
Yes, I don't believe it.
Well, I don't need you. You are so hard.
All right, so this is what happened. I think it was way back when I was in college. I had a roommate. She was kind of have a little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. A little bit. I didn't realize that she has that big attitude. We probably got into an argument, and she got mad at me to the point that she walked out. We were inside the dormitory, and she walked out. She slammed the door so hard, and my blood started
boiling.
I'm like, okay, boiled a little.
Yeah.
And then I followed her because she went to the bathroom. We had, like, a common bathroom. I followed her so that I could talk to her.
You roughed her up in the bathroom?
I followed her because I wanted to talk to her in person.
Right.
And resolve
you stalked her.
Right.
I stalked her so I could resolve the conflict and there away from my roommates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then again, in the bathroom, she slammed the door again.
I thought she said she slapped you.
No, she slammed the door and I'm like,
That wasn't.
And then I followed her again. I wanted to talk to her, but she wouldn't listen to me. She just kept walking and ignoring me. And again, she went back to the room, slammed the door again. And at that point, I was ready to, like, slam her head on the wall.
Yeah.
It's like my blood was, like, rushing towards my head. And I was, like, my blood's, like, boiling. And I wanted to, like, control myself. I couldn't control myself. Like, what I did was, like, I kept praying, like, Lord, help me. She's younger than me. I have to take the high road.
You were able to get a prayer out in that moment.
Many times, yeah.
I have to keep praying because if not, then I would start yelling.
This is the thing.
I didn't want to do that. The funny part was that they weren't looking at her when we went back to the room. My roommates were looking at me because my face
was like red.
And if a steam could come out from every single hole in your body, it would start coming out for me because I was boiling that.
You wanted to talk.
Right.
But she wasn't ready to talk.
And the last part, I said, instead of yelling at her, I said, are you mad at me? I said it, like, really, like, gently and nicely.
She slammed three doors in your
and you had to ask.
No, I had a question.
Are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? I said that. I asked that so nicely.
You were trying to get to the bottom of it.
I was mad at myself. Like, why was I nice when she wasn't?
Do you think it would have the same reaction now?
She didn't even respond to me.
See, she wasn't ready to talk.
Yeah. Would you have the same reaction today if somebody slams the door on you?
Probably not. I would probably slam a door on her.
But see, the thing is, though, you're bringing up, I think people have different ways to deal with the conflict. And for you, talking about it, you wanted to make up and, you know, to just get things right.
Maybe smooth it out.
For some people, when they are upset, they don't want to talk right then and there. They want to get away from that situation. Maybe that was her way of dealing with the conflict. Some people are afraid, though, to talk and to confront and to work with the conflict. Have any of you had that?
I do marriage counseling with various couples. Uh-huh. And I always ask, have you had a good argument yet? It cannot be that you and this young lady or you and this guy get along and everything.
Is it good to argue
to
have an argument? Tell us more about that.
Argument.
No, because she's establishing before they get married, how that argument
would. When you have a good argument, it brings out either the best or the worst in somebody.
So you get to see who they really are
when they are really
boiling up.
And that's going to help you in the future. How is your home going to be balanced? If you cannot deal with conflict, then you're going to continually have friction in the home because you're going to disagree about something. Yep. You know, it's Monday. Are we eating rice and beans or are we eating something? You know, the smallest things can turn into the biggest things if you don't know how to deal with conflict.
Now, at home, of course, you know, if you don't want to eat the same thing, you can deal with it. Sometimes you don't need to talk to that person for two days. And a roommate, she can close you off and not let you speak. How about at work? You know, when you're at work,
put my headphones on and close my door.
Well, your boss expects you to do a certain thing at a certain time. If not, there's, you know, fear of retaliation.
I work
if you're in the same room.
I'm a nurse. I work with nurses. Talk about a passive-aggressive bunch of people. We go around, we talk about each other, and we never go to the person and really confront.
Yeah.
So now that I have students, I'm telling them from fundamentals of nursing, you talk to each other. You don't think whatever and just go behind and talk about the person. Come to the person and talk face to face.
I don't think it's just nurses, though, right? I think that happens everywhere. I mean, some of you might have experiences at work or at
I've been working for the church. I've been working for the church.
As she looks
tell us about it. Tell us about it.
I graduated from college, and I can tell you that conflict exists everywhere. It can happen anywhere, and I didn't have the ability to close a door, put headphones in, I was sitting. This person worked directly across from me and 8 hours every day. I had to figure it out. I had to figure out
how to make this work. So what was helpful for you to deal with that?
To confront it, not to let it go, but to do it respectfully.
That's right. Mm.
Okay. This is how I'm hearing you. This is what I'm hearing you say. I just want to make sure we're on the same page as we go forward. And, you know, in a work situation, when you've already gone through that with one person, sometimes you do need to bring the supervisor into the conversation when change isn't taking place. But you do need to go through the steps, and you always need to be respectful.
My colleagues and I, we actually talked about that today. You know, I'm a part of a team as a pastor. We work as a team. But we don't always agree on the method about carrying out something. But at the end of it, we always agree on what's going to be done.
Right. Okay. Now, so you have to go beyond the disagreement.
We go beyond the disagreement because we know at the end of the day, you know what? Something has to be done. And so, all right.
We have an expert here today that will help shed some light into this topic of conflict resolution. Our guest is Elaine Oliver. She's the Associate Director for Family Ministries for the Seventh-day Adventist Church Worldwide. And she is also a clinical counselor specializing in families.
Yes.
So you saw our conversation. There's all kinds
of conflicts. That was a great conversation.
That we can face. Tell us, what is conflict resolution?
Yeah, well, conflict resolution is the attempt to resolve your disagreements. And I know that sometimes people separate the words disagreement or conflict. And if you really wanted to be particular, they would have maybe slightly difference, a slight difference in definition. Mm-hmm. But it's both the same thing. It's like we disagree. We don't agree on what's supposed to take place and what's happening. Or a lot of times it stems from people's ways of handling situations. And we all come to situations with different backgrounds.
Perspectives.
I call it different baggage, right? Yeah. We bring our baggage to the table. And so a lot of times, really, it's misunderstanding.
It's just you don't understand what the person is trying to convey to you. And you think maybe they're attacking you when maybe they're not.
It's like speaking a different language.
So culture plays a role.
Culture plays
gender
a huge
may
role.
Play a role.
Gender plays a huge role. Women and men sometimes see things very differently. People from different cultures have approached things differently. So sometimes when we think that someone is doing something on purpose, and let's say, so I deal specifically with marriage, Sometimes one spouse may put something in the refrigerator and the other spouse says, well, why would you do that? That's like ridiculous. In my home, we didn't keep tomatoes in the refrigerator. Like, that's a dumb thing, right?
And that can bring about a conflict
right? Over something that's really simple.
Well, we want to learn more about how to resolve such conflicts. So we have a break coming. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Speak Up panel to ask Elaine Oliver more questions.
We are speaking up about conflict resolution, and family counselor Elaine Oliver is helping us. So, Elaine, we were talking about before the break that there are differences between male, female, gender. What are the main differences between women, how women and how men resolve conflict?
Well, you're going to find this interesting, but most women are pursuers.
Okay.
And most men are withdrawers. Men don't like
conflict.
What
do you mean pursuers? Like they go after?
So most women are the ones that want to resolve it.
Right now.
And mostly because as women, we just want to, we don't want to have these bad feelings.
Yeah, right? We want to have peace.
Yeah, we want to have peace. Well, men also want to have peace, but they don't want to deal with it.
Address it.
Because they're afraid of what's going to come with it. And usually what comes with it
is all the memories,
a lot of emotions.
And then change.
And it gets historical.
Right.
And as my husband would say, hysterical. You know? And so that's one of the things, that's one of the ways that there's a difference between men and women. In most cases, in some cases, men would be the pursuer. But on average, as we do research, we realize that women are the ones that are most willing
to resolve. So what do we do when you want to resolve and your husband is?
So for women, even in the workplace, because I heard some of you say that in the workplace, it's difficult even with other women. Imagine in a setting where you're with nurses, then there's all this, right? Yeah. Because everybody's pursuing. What we need to learn to do is to back off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? We need to learn to breathe.
Breathe in.
Which is what I always
out,
say to
remember,
people.
Count to 10. Count to 10.
Count to 10. Right? Take a deep breath. Because, I mean, and that's neurological, right? Physiological. If you take a breath, you get oxygen.
You think more clearly.
You can think more clearly. So it gives you an opportunity to really think about why is this conflict happening? What is happening? And what do we want to resolve? So there has to be a desire on the part of someone to really want to listen, right? So listening is critical.
Yeah.
But most times when our feelings are hurt,
we want to talk about it.
You want to talk, and you could care less about the other person's feelings because your feelings are hurt and they need to be nurtured and pampered and taken care of, right?
Yeah. Sometimes when you give it, I love that you said to take that time because sometimes something that bothers you today, if you just give it that little bit of space
tomorrow,
and rhythm tomorrow, you think, was that?
Exactly.
That's what I meant when she was telling the story about the closing the doors. Maybe today people can bang in doors, left and right, and it wouldn't matter that much. So I think we change perspectives to what we're going to be mad at, right?
Right. And then temperament also comes into it,
right? Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
So
some temperaments.
If you're a sanguine personality, easygoing, fun-loving, you're going to be less heightened easily, right?
Less sensitive.
Something happens, you're less sensitive. If you're a choleric a choleric or type A personality, you're at it.
Right.
So everything that happens is an opportunity for you to resolve conflict. Mm-hmm. So we have this thing in our society that we have to take care of it, and we have to take care of it now. Right? And that's really not true. And in the Bible even, it says, quick to listen.
That's right.
Slow to speak.
Yes.
Slow to become angry. That's psychology 101.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. So that's part of conflict resolution being done in an effective way.
Yeah, but most of us are more concerned about our own feelings. And I know that's difficult because then you say, well, what about me? What I say to people is the you will be taken care of if you take control of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I allow myself to calm down, if I manage my emotions, if I'm more sensitive about what's happening in this conflict here, then it really gives me an opportunity to really take control, right?
Yeah.
And to take back that power of really taking control of the situation, not in an evil way, but in a healthy,
strategic way.
So these things need to be established long before conflict, because when someone's mad,
that's not the time.
I'm going to take 2-3 steps to make sure that I calm down and I breathe. So it's like something someone has to learn beforehand.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And we all can learn it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's skills that you have to learn. And mm-hmm. so that brings me to the whole issue of how we were.
Yeah, please tell
how us. We were raised. Mm-hmm. Right. So if you grew up in a home mm-hmm. where, you know, you withdrew from conflict, that's an unhealthy way. You mm-hmm. avoided conflict.
And you saw your parents and doing that maybe too, right?
You saw your parents, but even in your whole family of origin, this is the way you resolve conflict. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get into a relationship where someone is a pursuer, you immediately just don't even know what to do, and you begin to withdraw even more. And then that creates a problem. Another thing that some people get used to doing is to just yield. Like, okay, it's all right. It's no problem.
Don't be, I forgive you.
I forgive you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we can all learn healthier ways. So if our family of origin didn't handle conflict well, mm-hmm. you're right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard. Even if you learn skills, mm-hmm. you're going to say, oh, forget that. Like, mm-hmm. ain't nobody got time for that. That's what I hear people say. You know, when we work with couples,
yes.
you know, people say, I don't have time for that. Right. Like, you know, when
you
do I
to,
get...
You better make time for it.
When do I get to tell him off?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And so,
yeah, so it's a skill. It's mm-hmm. a skill, but we learn skills for everything
That's
else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So think about it. I mean, I heard one of you saying earlier about your conflict at work and managing it. Okay, let's say you decided today, you know what? I don't care about any of this. I'm just going to mouth off. I'm just going to go off. Who ends up looking like an idiot?
Yeah, at the unemployment line.
Or I will say to people, like, you're saying that mm-hmm. It's a skill that you learn, but we all learn it, and we've mm-hmm. learned it from kindergarten, right?
The application.
What did your kindergarten teacher tell you, right? Raise your hand before you speak.
That's right. So you need to wait. So it's not brain surgery. So it's like we've been learning it, like, all the while, but we have
been
to apply
learning it. But for whatever reason, you thought, well, now I'm grown. Mm. I'm going to ditch all these skills that I learned mm-hmm. all my life. But they're the skills that you need to have a healthy That's life.
Right. So if somebody's watching us right now and they are dealing with a big conflict, they don't know what to do. Can you summarize to us once again, 3 steps? Of skills they can use.
Okay, so the first thing for myself, because I focus on what you can do mm-hmm. in this situation.
Yes.
So the first step is for me to acknowledge my emotions.
Okay.
What emotion is happening to me right now
mm-hmm.
as I'm entering into this conflict? Someone said something to me or did something, and I don't like it. I feel hurt. What am I feeling? It's not just angry. I feel hurt. Maybe it brought back an emotion of something that a parent used to say, or maybe a bully at school. What is
some
the emotion?
Negative, traumatic.
So acknowledge that you're having some emotion. Try to process that as quickly as possible.
Okay.
So if you don't have time to do that, then just be silent for a little bit.
Okay, so second step, if you don't want to do that, be silent.
Yeah, just be silent. Just take some time to breathe, to allow yourself to calm down. And then, as I heard one of you say earlier, maybe several of you, is approach the person when you're calm.
When you're calm.
Not when you're bursting into
rage. Yeah, not when your blood is boiling.
Right. Like, there's steam.
There's steam coming out.
And again, I love it because, you know, I grew up in a Caribbean home, and we all talk loud.
Yes.
You know, and that's kind of the way we dealt
with it. And it's not that you're angry.
And nobody's angry.
Right.
But again, if you married someone who they came from a silent home, like, they're going to be scared of you.
Yes. So you need to realize that this person is
the marriage is over, or the relationship is over, because you've just totally blew a fuse. Mm-hmm. So learn to be calm and really push towards, number 3, push towards a win-win.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not only your
way. It's not a win-lose. It's not a lose-win. It's not a lose-lose. But how about we both win?
Yeah.
And if we can approach it that way, then, wow, like, how much conflict can we resolve?
Wow, if everybody really tried to put themselves in the other person's shoes, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That way you can see things from their perspective. The problem is when we are at the conflict and we are so into what we are feeling, you know, upset about, we can't stop to think maybe what are they feeling
about
this whole thing.
And again, I don't want to gloss over it because I think there are people who are listening who are saying, oh, but that sounds like in a perfect world.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we can learn these skills, and we use them every day. When was the last time someone cut in front of you while you were driving and you got upset and you decided to just ram your car into the back of their car?
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That's a lose-lose situation. That's a
lose-lose.
Right, right. So come on. Like, we do
you
this
can
on a regular basis every yeah. single day. We
well,
do
Elaine,
it.
Well, Elaine, we are so glad for what you shared today with us.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate that. Very helpful information. For more information, though, you can visit our website. Go to hopetv.org/speakup. And there you will find some speak up notes on conflict resolution. Do the little test, a self-assessment that's there. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, the Word of God will speak up on this issue. We are speaking up about conflict resolution. So, ladies, that was a very insightful tips. What do you think?
Can I just point out one thing? Mm-hmm. I just want to say, we're talking about conflict, most of all, interpersonal conflict, where that person is usually physically present.
Right.
We need to remember that a lot of conflict today is taking place online, especially for teens and young adults.
Good point. Absolutely.
And when you talk about behavior, we need to implement and say the same behavior you would use, right,
in person.
To resolve in person is the same way that you should do it online. And that's the other reason I like that idea of breathing, taking a step back, because everything on social media is instant.
In fact, in social media, whatever you write, It's there. It's to
That's
the world
it.
For the world
Forever.
To see.
You can take it
you
back.
You can delete it and say, oh, by the way, I didn't mean that.
Or what I really meant to say, or the tone I really wanted to say it was, once you hit send, that's up to their
There's
interpretation.
There's no context
that's
at all.
It.
It's
and,
gone.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's hard for them to understand, especially because they're not talking to you in person. Yeah. But when they're talking to you in person, they you know sometimes you can explain it or you can tell what you really want to tell in person. But
and
when
there's
your
tone.
There's tone. They will understand.
Yeah. So but they when don't quite
yes,
understand.
But when you're writing it in
That doesn't
hard.
Come through. So
right.
some honey
right.
baby actually pretty calm writing something, but the words may be in the other one's
perspective. Right.
Once you can air out your issues online, that's all.
Yeah. Or via text.
Or via text.
Via text.
And even email, like before you send this long email to explain and give a piece of your mind to the person.
Yeah.
Just, you know, as we talked about, give yourself time. Wait 24 hours. Tomorrow, you might not be as upset.
One of the things that Mrs. Elaine said that I loved was be silent.
Yeah.
You know, a man who keeps his mouth keeps
right.
his life.
Right. I want to go back
the
to
silent,
that.
But the silent thing helps. The silent is not avoid it, but silent is take a moment and just digest it for a second,
or
consider
or,
it, and then
right.
respond.
Evaluate, because,
That's
boy,
right.
that, you know, 20 years ago, I would pick fights. And
really?
you don't look like somebody that would pick a fight.
No. I still want people to know where I stand. That's different.
Yeah.
But in terms of picking a fight, you know, as you grow older, there are things that you do that you won't do it.
It's not as important anymore.
It's not as important.
So pick your battles.
Absolutely.
Don't die on something that is just, you know, not as relevant or maybe tomorrow. Now, you know, something that makes me think, if tomorrow I knew it was my last day on earth, would I be upset about this thing? How would I act today in terms, you know, in regards to this conflict?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we are so upset and we get so wound up about things that are really not that important.
That important.
That's not to say that we shouldn't stand
for what
truth,
you believe.
For,
yes,
yeah, for principles. That's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But to spend hours and hours trying to, you know, go back and forth, either it's with somebody personally or online, what avail?
Exactly. I think it's the how. Conflict resolution is really about the how.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
you address it, how you come to the table, how you deal with
and
it.
And when you are silent, like we were saying, and when you listen to the other person's side, it really gives you a better sense of, okay, is this really a big deal as I'm thinking it is? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, it's
but
our
I think we need
perception.
To tell people, too, if you reach out and you try to resolve conflict and that person simply isn't interested, right? Don't carry it with you.
Resentment
will kill you.
You've reached out. Maybe you need to offer some forgiveness. Mm-hmm. They don't want to accept. You've done your part.
Right, yeah.
Don't let that weigh on you.
That's true. You know, we don't need to have the other person to accept our apology or to make things right, you know, if they don't want to. But we ourselves can make the decision to say, okay, let's let it go and I'm at peace.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
is that what the Bible says? What does the Bible say about
this? The Bible has steps It has methods. It gives you scenarios. It twists it upside down and around and gives you a solution for every possible scenario of conflict. Amen. It's not just a 1-2 step. It gives you like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So if you could read our verse today, Erica, we'd appreciate that.
This is Matthew 18:15. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. Mm-hmm. And if they listen to you, you have won them over.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that text goes on to say in verse 16 and 17, it gives the rest of the steps to talk about, okay, well, if that didn't work, then bring a mature person in, whether
like
it's
a mediator,
clergy,
or someone,
an elder, somebody older, whatever, someone a little wiser,
neutral,
who's not in the situation, bring them in. And then let's see if you can come to the table and come to a solution. There are healthy ways to deal with conflict. And I think that the Bible gives perfect steps to do so. So we do have to slow down, listen, take time to stop talking sometimes, because sometimes the more we talk, then stuff gets fabricated, it gets blown out of proportion. But if we take the time to slow down, mm-hmm. see what the Bible has to say, and listen.
And listen. And don't listen. Think you are 100% right.
That's right.
And you're the only person
that's right
in this
that's
story.
That's right.
So that's very wise counsel. Thank you for the wonderful discussion today. We learned that although conflict is normal and is a part of life, when conflict isn't managed, it can actually harm a relationship and bring stress and even emotional turmoil. But when handled in a respectful and positive way, conflict provides an opportunity for growth, ultimately strengthening the bond between two people. If you are struggling to resolve a conflict right now with someone, visit our website. Download our Speak Up notes on conflict resolution. You can find a conflict resolution questionnaire and tips on how to resolve conflict in an effective and a healthy way. Share them with your friends. Give them to your family. If you need prayer, prayer partners are right now available to pray with you. You may call 1-888-446-7388. Send us your comments and your questions also on our Facebook page. We will see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and happiness.